Well, it's knowing that your door is always open and your path is free to walk. That makes me tend to leave my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind your couch. It's knowing I'm not shackled by forgotten words and bonds and the ink stains that have dried upon some line. That keeps you in the back roads by the rivers of my memory and keeps you ever gentle on my mind. It's not clinging to the rocks and ivy planted on the columns now that bind me, or something that somebody said because they thought we fit together walking. It's just knowing that the world will not be cursing or forgiving when I walk along some railroad track and find that you're waiting on the back roads by the rivers of my memory, and for hours you're just gentle on my mind.
By the rivers flowing gentle on my mind.
I dip my cup of soup back from a girl.
Hello and welcome back to our new episode of Country Music World Podcast. And my name is Helga Hemes, and thank you very much for listening to this episode, to this new episode. And thank you very much for visiting our Facebook page that called Country Music World Podcast. And today, just our first episode of our series that called Country Music of 80s and 90s. There are a lot of just brilliant musicians, bands that play their music on 80s and 90s, in 80s and 90s. And we just talked about, for example, George Strait in our previous three episodes. We just talked about music, country legends, just Dolly Parton, George Strait, and Vince Gill, Rosanna Cash, Sylvia, Whitney, Kate Wheatley, Randy Travis. So it's just greatest artists that play their music on this period of time. And we know that we talked about that country music in 80s and in 90s just transformed a lot, and some of the artists got country music to the traditional way, you know, just for example Joe Strait, you know, and a lot of other artists. So, and this kind of period of time, I mean 80s and 90s, just we know, just there was ever, I talked about this, there was ever since pop, for example, or metal or rock or so, but the country music is just changed a lot. I think it's normal, for my opinion. It's just normal, it's just okay. And we know that today we have just a traditional way, we have bands and country artists that play their music in traditional way of country. It's just great, absolutely. And we know that, for example, the country artists that play country music, not in traditional way, or so yesterday as alternative artists, alternative way, alternative country, so and etc. Okay, so today in the background, just calling Ray, we know just it's also big artist. Floyd Colin Ray, born August 22, 1960, is an American country music singer and known professionally as Colin Ray, as I said, and previously as Bubba Ray. And the later name he recorded as a member of the band The Race between 1983 and 1987. And Colin Ray, he made his solo debut in 1991 as Colin Ray with the album All I Can Be, which produced his first number one hit in Love Me. All I Can Be was the first of four consecutive albums which released by Ray to achieve platinum certification in the United States for sales of 1 million copies each. Ray maintained several top 10 hits throughout the rest of the decade and into 2000. 2001's Can't Back Down was the first album that didn't produce a top 40 country hit. So, but between 1991 and 2007, Ray charted 30 singles on the USA country charts. He has also charted twice of the adult contemporary format as a duet partner on two Jim Brickman songs. So the album, the first album, All I Can Be, let's listen to this just beautiful song, beautiful album, just My Kind of World, for example, that in the ground. Okay.
You said your favorite movie star would always be James Dean, and when we went to dinner, you wore blue jeans with your pearls. That's when I knew you were my kind of girl. You marched to the beat of a different drum. The funny thing is that I hear the same one. We both like the color outside of the lines. We're peas in a pod, girl, we're two of a kind. Not to love. I thought about a kiss, but I wasn't quick enough. I guess while I was thinking, you were reading my mind, 'cause you wrapped your arms around me and you pressed your lips to mine. You sent my head a spinning just like a tilt-a-whirl. That's when I knew you were my kind of girl. You sent my head a spinning just like a tilt-a-whirl. That's when I knew you were my kind of girl.
Girl, it's actually from album of 1994, Super Hits, and his solo album. Colin Ray started in early 1980s, as I told you, and his first album just is really, really great, absolutely. Maybe the best of Colin Ray, I think. Maybe not, but I think so. I think a couple of things just absolutely brilliant. So Colin Ray is just, you know, his music, country music, it's just, you know, it just, he started in the early 1990s, so his first album was released in 1999, actually. This was all I can be, as I told. So, and it's a bright example, Colin Ray, from the music of country music of 1990s. So let's listen to his song Love Me from his first number, which I told you just brilliant album, absolutely, All I Can Be, and song called Love Me.
I read a note my grandma wrote back in 1923. Grandpa kept it in his coat and he showed it once to me. He said, boy, you might not understand, but a long, long time ago, Grandma's daddy didn't like me none, but I loved your grandma so. We had this crazy plan to meet and run away together, get married in the first town we came to and live forever. But nailed to the tree where we were supposed to meet instead, I found this letter, and this is what it said. If you get there before I do, don't give up on me. I'll meet you when my chores are through. I don't know how long I'll be, but I'm not gonna let you down. Darling, wait and see. And between now and then, until I see you again, I'll be loving you. Love me. I read those words just hours before my grandma passed away. In the doorway of a church where me and grandpa stopped to pray. I know I'd never seen him cry in all my 15 years. But as he said these words to her, his eyes filled up with tears. If you get there before I do, don't give up on me. I'll meet you when my chores are through. I don't know how long I'll be, but I'm not gonna let you down. Darling, wait and see. And between now and then, until I see you again, I'll be loving you. Love me. Between now and then, until I see you again, I'll be loving you. Love me.
That is why I'm satisfied. Now you ask me if I'm happy. Do I have peace within? Do I worry about tomorrow when I reach my journey's end? Well, I'm satisfied with my Jesus. When he knocks, I'll let him. Go with me through the valley, for I know.
This is one more country artist that played her music in the 1970s and in the 1980s and the 1990s. So Barbara Mandrell has a long, long career, and this career is just brilliant. She's just absolutely a country artist and classic country artist. You know, Barbara Mandrell, I just started listening to country music with her music. I listened to her music from 1970s, and I have some copy of her albums on CD. Just brilliant albums from 1970s. Barbara Ann Mandrell. She was born December 25, 1948. She's an American country music singer, musician, and an actress. Actually, she's known for a long series of country hits in the 1970s, as I told you, and in the 1980s. I think in the 1980s she has peak of her musical career. Although she, as I told you, she released her just brilliant albums in the 1990s. You know, she also have her own primetime variety TV show on NBC that helped her become one of the country's most successful female vocalists of that period. So Mandrell actually was the first performer to win the Country Music Association's Entertainer of the Year award twice, 1980 and in 1981. She also won the Country Music Association's Female Vocalist of the Year in 1979 and 1981. Her first Billboard number one hit was in 1978, sleeping single in a double bed, If Loving You Is Wrong, I Don't Want to Be Right, in early 1979. In 1980, Years also reached number one. She added one more chart topper in each of the next 3 years. I Was Country When Country Wasn't Cool, her signature song, then Till You're Gone, and One of the Kind Pair of Fools. All hit number one between 1981 and 1983, a period during which Mandrell also received numerous industry awards and accolades. So we talked in the first hour show of this area, country music of 80s and 90s, about Dolly Parton. So Barbara Mandrell is just absolutely this kind of top country legends. So she's a legend, absolutely. As the name of Willie Nelson, Dolly Parton, and Barbara Mandrell, of course, it's a well-known name. Wide World is just absolutely professional, and her music is just absolutely good, great. She deserves also just her own part in our music observe in our podcast. So because her discography is just absolutely great and big and long. She just consists of 25 album, studio albums, one live album, 7 compilation albums, 68 singles, and etc. etc. So, and we just know that Mandrell's album, debut album, Treat Him Right, was released in September 1971, which composed of country soul songs. It includes her 1979 debut single, as I told. As her music in 1980. She released in 1980 just absolutely brilliant album that called Love Is Fair. I wanted to play you this music from this album, 1980s, Love Is Fair. Absolutely great album. And I think here just all albums from 1980s and 1990s are just great. I love her music from 1970s, but 1980s albums and music are just absolutely great. So Barbara Mandrell with title song Love Is Fair from the album from 1980s, Love Is Fair.
There were good times, There were bad times. Now there's no time for us at all. I can't blame you. You can't blame me. That's how love goes. It's nobody's fault. Love is fair. I have discovered it touches everyone, one time or another. Love is fair. Makes no difference who you are. Love is fair. It breaks everybody's heart. So it's goodbye. It was a good try. And now we'll go our own way. But if it helps, just remember we're not the only ones to ever feel the pain. Love is fair. I have discovered it touches everyone, one time or another. Love is fair. Makes no difference who you are. Love is fair. It breaks everybody's heart. Is tender and your eyes are warm. From here in the corner you can't see the storm stirring inside me since he went away. But if you like for a while you can stay. After all, some small talk help pass the time. You tell me your dreams and I'll tell you mine. That's as far as this evening can go. Thanks, no thanks, I'll be leaving alone. Not tonight. I've got a heartache. Not tonight. I've got a heartache. Though that you've charmed me, it almost seems right. I can't pretend on a night like tonight. All in a few days, 'cause things may have changed. But right now I'm mending and must rearrange and pick up the pieces to my broken. broken heart. Then maybe someday I'll make a new start. Love, tonight I've got a heartache.
Tonight I've got a headache, and before it is just also from album Love Is Affair. Let's listen to the next Barbara Mandrell's from 1990 albums that called Where Are The Pieces Of My Heart, and two songs also, title song Where Are The Pieces Of My Heart and I'll Leave Something Good Behind. Just absolutely great songs.
Some things that I could dearly use, and since the evidence all points to you, I must accuse. I don't mean to be unfriendly, all I want to be is fair. I'd be more than glad to share, but you got to tell me where are the pieces of my heart. It was bad enough to break it, after all that we've been through, but to then go on and take it was unkind of you. Every night I feel so empty, this pain is more than I can bear. Even if you do not care, you just got to tell me where the pieces of my heart. It's not the first time it's been broken, it's been dropped a time or two. I've got to piece it back together and then get over you. Yeah. Even if you do not. My heart. Your tiny hand in mine, and I look in your trusting eyes, knowing that love will see us through. But if my life should end tomorrow, I know you'll be the living proof, and I'll leave something good behind. You sweet child of mine, you make my life worth living. And when all my earthly days are through, I'll leave you knowing I did what I came to do. say goodbye. I know that I'll leave something good behind. Well, at times it's been a fight, but I've tried to do what's right. Even when everything went wrong, I still believed that we would make it. Hasn't always turned out like I planned, but I've done the best I can to help you someday face the world alone. And after I've been long forgotten, you'll be my legacy of love. And I child of mine, you make my life worth living. And when all my earthly days are through, I'll leave here knowing I did what I came to do. And when I say goodbye, I know that I'll leave something good behind. Say goodbye. I know that I'll leave something good behind.
Barbara Mandrell, I Leave Something Good Behind. And before this song, that was Where Are the Pieces of My Heart. The both songs are from album that called No Nonsense, that was released in 1990s. And just this album and all the albums from 1990s, I think that they're just also very, very good, very, very absolutely great albums. We saw just how long Barbara Mandrell career was, and she's a legend. As I told you, she's a legend of the country music, one of the best country female singer ever, I think. As I told you, her career in the 1980s, just I think it was in a peak of her career in the 1980s. And the next our hero today, it Clint Black. I'm sure just all of you, my listeners, you just know this name, Clint Black. It's just also country legend, but from 1990s and 2000s, Clint Patrick Black, born February 4, 1962, is an American country music singer, songwriter, musician, multi-instrumentalist, record producer and actor, and signed to RCA Records in 1989. Black's debut album Killing Time produced 4 straight number one singles on the USA Billboard Hot Country Singles and Tracks charts. Although his momentum gradually slowed throughout the 1990s, Black consistently charted his song into the 2000s. He has had more than 30 singles on the US Billboard Country charts, 22 of which have reached number one, in addition to having released 12 studio albums and several compilations albums. In 2003, Black founded his own record label, Eccelty Music Group. So his career, he started, as I told you, his first album called Killing Time. It's absolutely a legend album, absolutely just amazing, amazing album, and one of my favorites, his album. And let's listen to a couple of things from this album. The first, You're Gonna Leave Me Again, and then A Better Man, just one of my favorite song from this album. So Clint Black from his first album, that called Killing Time.
Just like a rerun movie, I see that scene again. And that feeling shoots right through me. 'Cause this time I know the end. And I've seen it played so many times, and I've watched it frame by frame. And I don't have to guess who loses, and I know who feels the pain. You're gonna leave me again, just like you did the time before. This is the start of the end, the end of me, when you walk out that door. I think I'll go down to the picture show, see if they're playing something new. Maybe one with a happy ending, and I'll pretend it's me and you. But I know that it's just make-believe, so I won't even try. Tell myself you're not gonna leave, and that you'll never say goodbye. You're gonna leave me again, just like you did the time before. This is the start of the end, the end of me, when you walk out that door.
Set you free. Just
like some old nursery rhyme your mama told you. You still believe in some old meant to be. Still I'm leaving here a better man, knowing you this way. Things I couldn't do before, now I think I can. And I'm leaving here a better man.
Glenn Black, A Better Man, from his solo, from his the first album that was released in 1989, that called Killing Time. You know, the album was a critical and commercial success, reaching number one on the Billboard Country Albums chart, certified platinum. He made his debut in 1989, actually, with the single A Better Man that we just listened to the song now, and which reached number one, the song A Better Man, which reached number one on the Billboard Hot Country Songs in early June. This marked the first time in 14 years that a debut single by a male artist had peaked at the top of the chart. In total, five singles of this debut album reached number one, the first time any country artist had accomplished this feat. So Black won the Country Music Association's Harrison Award for Best Newcomer in 1989. At the end of the year, his singles A Better Man and Killing Time placed number one and number two on the year and country singles charts. It had been 36 years since another artist had claimed both top spots in a single year. Looking back at the early stages of his career, Black's recalled, "At one point I knew I crossed this line out of obscurity, and I felt like no matter what happened from that point, or I would always be remembered for Killing Time. There was this kind of mixed feeling of remorse and excitement." So a phenomenal starting of his career, and actually all his career is just absolutely great, absolutely, and he has just absolutely perfect, amazing albums, country albums. That's why he's just already legend country music and classic of country music, Glenn Black, although he started his career in early of 1990s. So at the end of our program, let's listen to his music again, that time from his 1993 album that called No Time to Kill. A couple of things, this title song, No Time to Kill and A Bad Goodbye. So No Time to Kill.
There's no time to kill between the cradle and the grave. Father, time still takes a toll on every minute that you save. Legal tender's never gonna change the number on your days. The highest cost of living's dying, that's one everybody pays. So have it spent before you get the bill. There's no time to kill. If we'd known 10 years ago today would be 10 years from now, would we spend tomorrow's yesterdays and make it last somehow? Or be the cheers in someone else's game and never learn to play and see the rules of thumb are all the same that measure every day? The grass is green on both sides of the hill. There's no time to kill. No time to kill. Probably always will, but I can't. watch each one go by, or a bell to mark each one to pass. We'd see just how they fly. Would we escalate the value to be worth its weight in gold? Or would we never know the fortunes that we had till we grow old? And do we just keep killing time until there's no time to kill? No time to kill, even I said it, probably always will. But I can look ahead and see that time is standing still. No time to kill, but time to change the kind of hurry I've been in. With this work and worry, looking back at where I've been. If you don't look ahead, nobody will. There's no time to kill. No time to kill. Been in. With this work and worry, looking back at where I've been. If you don't look ahead, nobody will. There's no time to kill. No time to kill. No time to kill.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, my listeners, for your listening to our new episode of Country Music World Podcast. I hope you did enjoy it. Listen to our next episodes. Visit our Facebook page called Country Music World Podcast. Just have fun. Just enjoy information and music, country music especially. So I'm Sergey Hemes, and I say you goodbye, and hope we'll meet. We'll meet soon. We'll meet in the next hour episodes. Bye, 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 and clean black at goodbye.
I'm sure those eyes won't cry, and in my mind I've left enough to know that I can't leave you with a bad goodbye.
Goodbye, easier said than done. Goodbye, there's no good when you're the one whose goodbye you swore would never come. And in my goodbye, you're finding none.
I'm still bound to leave you. I surely don't know how. My heart won't let me put you through what my mind said should happen now. I don't know where we'll go. There may be no way to fly, and the cloud I'm in just makes it all too clear that I can't leave you with a bad be.
far between
where we are and one more try.
And anyway I look, I've only seen that I can't